Palestinians say the so-called peace talks with Israel have reached a stalemate due to Tel Aviv's ongoing settlement activities. The spokesman for the acting Palestinian Authority chief, Nabil Abu Rudaina, says Israel's settlement activity caused the negotiations to fail and led them to an impasse. Israel is moving forward with its plans to build over 2,000 settler units in the West Bank. Earlier, chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said Israel should choose whether to continue its settlement activities or to continue negotiations. Erekat also warned that Palestinians will walk away from U.S.-brokered negotiations if no agreement is reached with Israel by April the 29th. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Ralph Shodman, who is the author of The Hidden History of Zionism, and he's joining us live now from Berkeley, California. Mr. Shodman, thanks very much for joining us now. We've hit a stalemate in these talks. Are there any surprises here?
Well, it's, I think, a little bit disingenuous, quite honestly, to call it a stalemate, because the Zionist project from its inception is to occupy the land and to drive the indigenous population out. And that's the relentless continued policy of the Zionist operation from its beginnings to its present. For example, these 2,371 units are an expansion of settlements that are 16 kilometers over the so-called 1967 lines, deep in the heart of the Samaria region. So it's quite transparent what's taking place. It's relentless usurpation of more land, and in the process to carve up the area, take its resources, and reduce the population to essentially cheap labor in Bantustans. It's interesting to note that there's an important article in Haaretz, the Israeli publication, called Transparency. And apparently there's a section of the Israeli public authority that is seeking to make the settlement division of the World Zionist Organization public to force it to be what they call transparent about the reality of its spending. For example, in the past 6 months, the budget of the settlement division increased by half a billion shekels, but there's no indication of where that money is really going. What the settlement builders attempt to suggest is that a lot of that money is for development in the Negev and the Galilee, when in fact the money has gone to construction in the occupied territories, which are in fact the location where the most aggressive expansion is unfolding, which is essentially an attempt and a determination to construct an apparatus of control that leaves the Palestinian population with no contiguous area, no control over the resources, no opportunity to in any way build a coherent economy or even any formal way of life other than to be cheap labor for the Zionist apparatus. So any talk about peace talks is simply a cover for the pacification that's unfolding, which is an attempt to prepare for the yet a more aggressive expulsion of the indigenous population. That's the nature of the Zionist project, to remove the Palestinian people from history and from their land. It goes on under the guise of preparing for negotiations. Those negotiations are a farce and a fraud. They always have been. They continue to be, as they would have been with respect to the Bantustans of South Africa. You cannot reconcile self-determination for the Palestinian people with a colonial settler state which has its agenda, the removal of that people from its land and from history.
So, Mr. Shodman, then how much shoulder should the Palestinian Authority itself, should the Palestinian Authority shoulder as well, considering many people say that it's been weak throughout these negotiations, through these many, many years of negotiations? What should it be doing instead of what it is doing right now?
Well, the basic core reality is the Palestinian Authority is paid for by the Israelis and is administered by the Central Intelligence Agency. It's simply a vehicle for imposing the occupation more seamlessly. The Palestinian Authority does not reflect the aspirations of the Palestinian people. It is a country-selling apparatus which is indebted to the Israeli state itself and, as I say, functions as an extension of the CIA in the area. It is in no way responsive to the aspirations of the people. It does not defend their rights. It does not pose the core issue of self-determination. It is part of the structure of repression, and it always will be. And that's why it is constantly posturing itself as a partner in these operations, which are designed to make permanent the subjugation of the people themselves.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Ralph Shodman speaking to us live from Berkeley.